the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into. Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz. Makeup Reads, and it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out. Tell me your interests and let's get to know each other. Here's our tips and tricks section of the podcast. Today's tips and tricks is related to blending your eyeshadow. And I talked about it a little bit on the YouTube for study number two, but I'm going to reiterate it here in this podcast. So before you even start to think about blending, make sure you pack on as much shadow as you want. Now, clearly, don't overdo it because you don't want too much product and it look too powdery and it not come out the way you want it, of course. But pack on as much as you want for the color. So if you packed on a little bit and then you're like, I kind of want it a little bit brighter. I kind of want it a little bit darker. Pack on some more color. So by the time that you're finished blending, it won't look so faded after the fact. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and drop into this content. Drop, jump, whatever. Let's go ahead and get into this content. I've been following Keke Daisy for a minute, and I've always been a fan of her looks. They're very clean and they're very crisp, and I really like her halo designs and how she adds an extra spin on top of them. She's really talented and she has a multitude of different looks on her page. So if you haven't checked her out, please do so either while listening to the podcast or after the podcast. She can be found on Instagram at Keke Daisy. That's CakeyDaisy. Her information will also be in the show notes. So her look is a neutral glam look. I wanted to make sure I was having a variety of looks on Makeup Reads so everybody can see themselves and their makeup styles within this community. So I want to make sure that I am also, you know, allowing a lot of makeup looks to be talked about and be analyzed, and not just one form or one type of makeup, because that's not what Makeup Freeze is about. But I'm pretty sure y'all knew that already. Anyway, let's honestly get into it. Let's start with the blending. I am in love. Okay, I'm in love. It's very soft. It's very fuzzy, and I like fuzzy blends. It's a seamless merge between those two colors. Personally, I love to blend shadows up into my brow. It's just one of my preferences. But in this look by Keke Daisy, she doesn't do that, and I actually am all the way here for it, okay? I feel like it would have made the look a little bit crowded, and if not crowded, it would have opened up. Oh, that's like the opposite. Is it crowded or is it open up the look too much? Okay, so maybe not so much crowded, but I feel like it would have opened it up way too much, as of where she's keeping the colors close to her. It keeps the look very like cute and compact and together, and everything is so close to each other. And when I mean everything, I mean the blending, the glitter, even the lashes and how the brows interact. They're all so close that it makes sense with this look, okay? The way that she did her blending just makes sense for this look. Excuse me. So I really like the colors for this look. The brown has an orange tint to it, which I feel gives the look a little bit more depth. Because I feel like if it was just a regular shade of brown, or if it had a dusty undertone that some browns tend to have, don't at me, it would have just looked different. And like I said in my Instagram post, I don't do a lot of neutral glam looks. And one of the reasons why I didn't do or don't do a lot of them is because all I saw was just these regular shades of brown. But I love that Keke Daisy does the opposite, and she's using these orange browns, and it's giving it more depth and more warmth into this look. Very, very effective. Where am I? Okay. I also love the holographic glitter. Now, I can't tell if this is two different glitters or if it's one glitter that has two tone, because I have a NYX glitter that is two-toned, but I couldn't tell until after I put on my eye. Anyway, I digress, but I still love how these two colors interact with each other, and I think that holographic glitter, because, okay, you see, slow down. You see that some glitters have that iridescent baby blue holographic feels, and the other glitter is more like a golden, a bronze, and it's very interesting to see those colors interact with each other. And what I think really helped those colors interact more was that silver liner that she has to kind of cut the crease, but she didn't cut the crease. But that silver liner, but also the color in her inner corner, is not like full on yellow gold. It has some, it's that lighter tone gold, and I feel like that together really helps that holographic glitter not stand out like a sore thumb, but stand out and blend well with the look. Okay. So it's definitely a bomb combination. I also like the interaction between the silver liner and the gold shadow underneath the glitter. And also, I love the interaction between the glitter and the shadow and in the inner corner. Again, it just really completes the look, and nothing stands out to where it's like to like where it doesn't work with each other. Like, everything has this individual aspects about it that I love, but it also comes together as a whole, as a look. From an initial glance, this looks like it could be a cut crease design. But, you know, when I was looking further, of course it's not. It's a halo design. And that silver liner gives it the effect that it could possibly be a cut crease design. And I think it's effective because it allows this neutral glam look to have more drama. And I'm all here. I am all here, okay, for the drama. So I love that extra pizzazz on top of that, okay? I also like how she did her brows in this look. Now, her brows are of a heavier color. I don't even think I've gotten that dark before. But with this look, it actually works. It's heavy, but it's not too heavy to where it overshadows the eye look. I feel like when you're doing neon colors, bold colors, it's helpful to have lighter brows because you're allowing that color to really shine through the look. But when it comes to at least this neutral glam look, I love that it is a richer and a darker brown. And also, her brows are on point. They're very clean. And though they're sculpted, I love a good sculpted brow. But I think for the past couple of podcasts, we've been having brows that are not that sculpted. So to see one with a neutral glam look, again, it just adds that extra drama on top of it. I think the colors work beautifully together, and I love the addition of the holographic glitter in the combination. The shimmery gold and the inner corner completes the look in an effective way. Did I like yell in y'all ear? Ciao. Anyway, also, before I forget, I want to have like a quick kiki about brows, right? So I feel like brows should ground the look. It should stabilize the look, but it should never, and I mean never, take away from the look. Especially if that's not your focus. Like if your focus are the brows, then of course, then that's where you want the eyes to go to. But if your focus is your eyeshadow, or if your focus is on your face as a whole, I just feel like the brows should be there for stability. So it's really just about understanding how the brows look on your face and what is too much, what is not enough, and finding that perfect balance. Okay, we can move on now. But this look is definitely hashtag makeup Reese approved. So like I said before, I don't wear a lot of neutral glam looks, but I really love this one and I would definitely rock it out. I probably wear it to a fall festival or pumpkin picking. It gives me fall vibes tremendously. It's very, very cute. My favorite parts are the holographic glitter and that shimmery gold in the inner corner. But also her brows, because those brows are just, they're on fleek, sis. They look good. Both of the aspects, though, of the holographic glitter and the shimmery gold make the look pop, and it brings an additional layer into the look that I really appreciated. If I would change anything, I probably would add, like, a darker brown closer to the halo part of the design. But that's just because I love drama. I like my eyeshadows dramatic. But this is definitely a dramatic look by itself. It's definitely bold in its own right. It's just using neutral colors. So it's a beautiful look and I love it. If you want to see how I recreated this look, it will be posted on my YouTube very, very, very soon. Follow me on all platforms. It's Makeup Reese, that's MakeupReadz. No spaces on Instagram, but there is a space for the podcast, but you're already here though, right? And there is a space in between those words for YouTube. I really enjoyed this episode. Can't wait to get episode 4 out. And I hope you guys have a good day. And until the next time, bye guys.
The hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.